Happy New Year! Hey guys. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, Happy New Year's, Fancy.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, what a great 2022.
Insane.
Yeah, just, I'm exhausted.
What was your favorite episode this season?
I liked Halloween a lot. I like Dahmer, Andrew, and Korean Elvis.
Well, I think everybody knows which my favorite episode was, but why don't you guys tell us what your favorite episode was of the season? Because we're 2023. Today is a special day. As you guys know, we took a little bit of a break, but I have rescued from the vault an episode that was discarded early this year. I had to do a little surgery on it, but you guys will let me know if you find it funny. Andrew and Bobby don't know that this is going to be out, so hopefully we don't lose our jobs after this.
Yeah, this was one that I think was said not to be released.
Exactly.
But we needed an episode, and we didn't want to have to record one real fast with the guys. They'll get mad that we messed up. So
right.
We're just going to put this one out for y'all.
So hopefully, well, you guys let us know what you think at the end of the episode. What else is happening? 2023 is here. Big announcements. Next week, we have one of our funniest episodes in a long time. Special guest. Check it out on the 9th. And then on the 10th, Andrew's special is dropping.
Cheeseburger.
It's really, really funny. We're really excited for him. Check it out on Netflix. It's going to be awesome. And then February, we start our pre-tour dates.
Yeah.
So we're going to be in Vancouver on February 16th at 8 p.m. And then we're going to Washington. So we're going to be in Spokane and Seattle on February 17th and 18th, also at 8 p.m. This is going to be exciting. First time on the road of 2023. Mm-hmm. And then what else is going on, Carlos? When are we officially kicking off the
March 2nd?
Right.
March 2nd, we're going on the road for a long time on a bus. Bobby last night asked me if we're going to fight the whole time. He keeps bringing that up. I think he wants to fight the whole time.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Exactly. So we're going to start in California on March 2nd. Then we're going to Arizona. Then we're making the big leap. First New Mexico, then Indianapolis, Missouri, Oklahoma City, maybe, Texas, three cities there. I'll let you guess which ones, not Austin. New Orleans, Alabama, weirdly enough, North Carolina, Virginia, New Jersey, Baltimore, Michigan, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, a bunch of cities in Florida, and then we're ending it in April in San Diego, California, where Bobby is from.
Woo-woo! So as the dates get 100% confirmed, you guys can go to where?
Badfriendspod.com.
Exactly. You can buy tickets now there for Vancouver and Seattle and Spokane. And then early, you know, like I would say like in a couple of weeks, we'll have the dates there for everything else. Also, this week is the last week for this amazing Christmas merch. If you guys missed it, go to badfriendsmerch.com.
Yeah, you guys like the pictures we put on Instagram.
Right.
Oh yeah, we had a beautiful model come and make and do that for us. And
yeah,
if you want to be like Bradley, go to badfriendsmerch.com. badfriendsmerch.com.
Right. So this is the last week for that merch. Then it's going to be gone. We're going to have special merch for the tour, too. I'm excited to present it soon.
Cool.
What else? Also, 7X. We're doing a lot of like awesome things on 7X this year. Mm-hmm. We're going to start the year launching a new show. So stay tuned. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. Our super successful educational course was sold out in 10 minutes. So we're opening 5 more slots for this January. So in 2 weeks, January 16, we start. So hurry up if you want to be a part of that. We're opening just 5 slots, and it'll be, you know, they'll be gone soon. And then we're going to do more and bigger things with that because we get an overwhelming amount of emails and text messages and DMs every day about this stuff. So we're planning big, big, big things. So anyway, keep tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Keep tuned and stay tuned.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for this amazing journey. It's been almost 3 years of Bad Friends. We could not be more excited to be a part of such a good show. You guys are the best possible fans. Thank you for supporting us. And yeah, Happy New Year. Hopefully your New Year resolutions start today.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
You two are bad friends.
Teach me some exercises.
Korean? I have a Korean. I went to Korean acting school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I
mean, every movie?
No. These are just, you just have to, I'm the teacher. You have to repeat after me.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
No?
No, that's not it. Very good.
Good.
Chi.
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 No.
Chi.
Nope.
Chi.
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 Yeah.
It's more like a chi. Chi.
Very good. Just follow. Chink.
Ah!
That's a part of the acting.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Chink.
Oh,
okay.
Clink.
Huh?
Clink.
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 Yeah.
That's Gook. If you wanted to do it, you had to confuse her. You would have had to have been like, cha, chu, ka. Knee, chick. You just have to throw it in.
If you threw it in, she
wouldn't have known.
Or let's try it again.
No.
Why don't we talk about you having the worst night of your life last
night? Okay, what happened?
I got out of a restaurant.
What restaurant?
I went to Village Idiot.
Beautiful restaurant.
You don't know what it is.
No. I've never heard of it.
I never heard of it.
It's a bar on Melrose. But I went.
Are there idiots there?
Yeah, I was there.
What street is it on?
Melrose.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's nice. But I went there to go get something to eat.
Who are you with? I need the details.
Solo. I was by myself.
You eat by yourself?
I went to do a spot at the... Well, we can get into all these. I went to do a spot at the Comedy Store at 8:40. You were supposed to be right after me, or right before me. You didn't show up.
I couldn't.
They were scrambled eggs. They were trying to figure out...
Scramble it.
You were two people canceled. You and somebody... I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. But Emily told me they were scrambled, and because you guys canceled and people were mad. Juicy?
Yeah.
Take it away.
People kept coming. I was working the lot all night. Like, I can't wait to see Bobby. I wonder when he's pulling in, for real.
Yep.
And then, Bobby canceled. And then someone from the main room goes, man, a lot of people coming in were like, I can't wait to see Bobby. I'm in from Australia. I can't wait to see Bobby.
You want to apologize to the people that flew all the way from Australia?
Only from the people from Australia.
Okay, what about the guy that flew in from Florida?
No.
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 What about the New York guy? He flew from New York.
No.
Really?
Mexico, yes. Canada, yes.
North Mexico or South Mexico?
South. You know what I mean? Where the resorty.
Like where we were?
Yeah. Like, those ones I'll apologize every
Cancun.
Day. Cancun.
Because it's way on the tip.
Yeah, and Tulum.
Tulum. Yeah, Cancun.
Cancun, Tulum. I love all those ones.
Well, so
but
you
Tijuana,
apologize.
No fucking way.
No way.
So
TJ?
What happened?
What happened?
You keep changing the subject.
I'll lead him into it. He called me. I was getting in my car. I was actually walking to my car, and he called. Or he was like, call me. And then he was like,
okay.
I can't act. I'm the worst actor that's ever lived. I can't act. That's what you said, isn't that? And you go, I don't know what to do. And he does his, when Bobby stutters, it's because he's having a panic attack. I don't know what to do. And he got nervous. And he said that I couldn't read the lines. I couldn't read any of the lines.
Okay.
Let's show the clip. Let's see what it looks like. This is a clip from, this is Esther's movie.
No. You can't show when I'm fucking up.
Yeah, we can.
How has Bobby been?
Little grumpy.
How's Bobby been a little grumpy? Who is that girl that called you a little grumpy?
She works on the movie.
Doesn't know the job titles of anyone. It's Bobby Lee.
So,
is she an AD?
Yeah.
She's props.
That's
no,
so
no,
different.
No, she's wardrobe.
They're all so different.
Wardrobe.
So unique.
Director. She's the director.
No, she's Bobby's doing Esther's movie, which I couldn't be a part of because I'm filming the third season of Davey, but Bobby got to do it.
Since you brought that up, they did offer you a part, and let's just move on.
You don't know. You don't remember anything from my phone call. Name the first thing that we talked about when we got on the phone.
You said hello.
You got me. God damn, you're good.
Yeah, you said hello.
You're good.
Yeah, and that's how you open.
Hands up. I'm done.
Anyway, anywho.
Do I look more loose, by the way? I got a massage an hour ago.
No.
And can I tell you how
you
bad
seem
it was?
Stiff.
It was so bad. Yeah, it was so bad.
You seem stiff. Yeah, yeah. You got to get that. Yeah, yeah.
You want me to go to harder? I was like, loosen up just a little bit.
Yeah.
She was digging her fucking, she must have had Schwarzenegger forearms digging into my fucking neckline. That when I lifted my head up from the oval pillow, I literally heard.
Yeah.
She pushed so hard. I'm worse off now.
In Tokyo, I had a lady walked on my back.
See, I like that.
No, but then I had to be like a balance, like I had to do a balancing thing.
Oh, your body yourself.
Yeah, so I'm like, it was like American Ninja, that the competition.
It's a core workout.
Anyway.
Have you ever had a little Japanese girl walk on your back?
Not walk, but I had this Thai massage where she was like punching me and she like she pulled me up and
that
she
was jiu-jitsu class.
No,
that wasn't a massage.
She was like crawling on the table and she just like slapped, like punched my back, and then she goes, "You're done." And then I was like, "What the fuck just happened?"
Yeah, she thought it was Mortal Kombat. Finish her. You're done.
All right, so can I just go back to this thing?
Yeah, let's go back to that.
All right, so I'm going
to
tell you what happened. First of all, you're right. Number one, when I'm in that state of mind, I don't know who else to call, right? And you're one of the first guys I called, and not knowing that you were going to expose me on this show.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
that was a personal call.
Would I expose you if it was something serious?
That was serious last night.
No, it wasn't, Bobby.
Oh my God!
Ask
Carlos.
We were laughing.
Who? The person that taped that
we
was
were
Carlos,
laughing.
Our Carlos.
You and I were laughing on the phone. Were we not?
When?
We were laughing on the phone.
No, we weren't.
When you were rereading
After
the
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, After Hello. I remember now.
When we were rereading lines and we were laughing because it was funny.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm a pharmacist in this movie. Okay. And, you know, in my mind, I'm like, the first three pages of the script is me and Esther's character talking.
Right.
Right? So I just go, oh, Friday is my first pharmacist day. Obviously, they're shooting that scene.
Right. I mean, you
in my mind. I mean, if it's the first scene in the movie, right?
You think everything.
And it's the first location. It just, in my mind, I just made the assumption.
Did you read The Day Out of Days? Do you know what a day out of days is?
Yeah, I know what a day out of the day is.
What is it? Did you not read The Day Out of Days?
Day.
He doesn't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. What's a day out of the day?
There's a sheet called Day Out of Days, DOOD, a dude sheet.
I have a dude.
Okay, an AD will send you a dude sheet, literally breaking down what you're shooting that day.
Because I have a different system. I don't do the
Let me guess.
What?
Don't read the script. Don't know anything about what's going on that day. Show up a little bit late from when they told you to get
you're
there.
Really?
And then
poking.
And then
you're poking the
and
fucking
then,
lion.
And then
yeah.
Call Santino when you freak out because everything didn't go the way that you thought.
Do you want me to continue or no?
Did that happen or not?
No.
Okay, go on.
Because you don't know my system. Listen to the system and then fucking make a judgment.
Can't wait to hear it.
Oh, you're so fucking Oh, fuck you.
Tell me the system.
I will. So the system is this, right?
Yeah.
When I do any project, I go, just send me all of it. The script. Not the script.
Not the script?
No.
Send me the props?
No. Send me all the lines.
That's so
all my sides.
All the lines is the script.
That is the script.
No, only mine.
Only his lines.
Yeah, okay, so rewrote it.
Only my scenes.
Send me only my scenes. That's what
send
you
said. Send me my scenes on fucking email.
Got it. So no, you don't want to know what the story is. You just want to know what you say in the story.
I can't, even if I read it, I don't understand it.
I got it. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So anyway, I'll read yours eventually.
Yeah,
he's emailing me his fucking short every fucking day.
Could you just extract his parts from your
shit? Just my lines. Yeah. Anyway, so I got all the signs, which I think is a mistake. And I make the assumption that there's obviously we're doing this for a scene.
Yeah.
So Thursday night, I worked the first three pages. It's just dialogue between me and Esther's character.
Right.
Right? And around 2 a.m, I don't know what it is, I got another email. I saw another email and I just poked on it. And once I poked on it, there was another scene that I have three pages of dialogue.
Mm.
And that was the scene I was doing the next Friday.
Yuck.
Right? So the second thing that happened was, I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm on medication.
Get out of town.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm on medication and all of, there's a country depletion of that. So that you can't.
There's a shortage.
Of Adderall?
No, it's not Adderall.
Ritalin. All right. So I haven't been on, for 3 days, I haven't been on any medication.
Thanks a lot, China. Once again.
Fucking
China, dude.
Yeah.
First of all, the chips in the cars. Now Ritalin. What's next, China?
Oh, goddamn.
Food, clothes.
Don't ever get a massage before a fucking podcasting guy. It does the opposite effect.
I know.
It really does the opposite effect. It's crazy.
And you know who massaged me?
Who?
A Chinese lady!
All right. Anyway.
So.
So 2 a.m, I read it, right? And I'm at somebody's house.
Oh, you're not at the pharmacy.
No. Thursday night, when I read the thing, I'm pretty much at somebody's house. Elsa's house.
Got it.
Ooh.
Okay. And so I'm reading it, and I'm like, and I start, I go, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, wait, wait, we just breeze right over there. Whose house?
Whose house?
A friend of mine.
Why'd your voice get so high?
I don't know. I don't know.
Whose house?
So anyway, I read it, I go, what the fuck?
And what did the house look like?
It's an apartment.
I know.
Yeah. Can we just move on?
How many rooms?
One.
How many bathrooms?
One.
How many animals?
None.
What's the bedroom look like?
It's like a IKEA showroom.
Mm.
Love. I love that. I love that.
Love.
I love it.
Spotless,
though.
In the bathroom? The shower? Curtain?
Spotless.
Curtain.
Curtain.
The owner's around 25.
You say, when you say owner.
The renter.
The renter.
The owner is a 65-year-old Jewish guy.
Can we move on?
Okay. What was in this person's fridge?
Oh.
I know you looked.
Oat pudding.
Oat pudding.
Yeah. Overnight oats type of, is that what you mean?
No, they're like these, you know, they look like baby food. And it's like this, she offered it to me. I ate one. And it's one of those things, it does look like a baby thing where it's like a plastic thing and it goes down, there's like a little nozzle and you
Were you guys role
it.
Playing?
Was baby yeah. role playing? Thanks, mommy, for the fucking pudding.
Baby,
that's
lady.
What I did. Yeah.
Thank you.
Does my little baby want some oat pudding?
Yeah, yeah.
Does he want it on his little pee pee?
Yeah.
Does mommy need to clean the oat pudding off your little pee pee?
Okay.
And then ding. Oh no, I have to redo my lines.
I have to read my script.
Right. So I rush home, right? And my call time's at like 7 a.m.
Bib's still on.
7 a.m. What?
Bib's still on. My pacifier.
Bib still, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I gotta get home.
Okay, 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 okay.
Okay.
So anyway, 7 a.m, I show up and I'm like frantically reading it, these three pages. It's like every other line and they're chunky line. It's, you know.
Can you do any of them right now?
No.
Damn, that stinks.
It sucks. I show up and I go, thank God the first scene wasn't that scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was with the guy that sees dead people. He was in it.
Haley Joel Osment.
Yes.
Played golf against him. Good, nice guy. Great
really
guy.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Super sweet. We talked for a long time. It was cool. And Brittany Furlan was there. I love her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And love both of them. And then the scene happened and I show up and I just, something happened. I was just there and I thought to myself, I don't know any of it.
You don't remember any of the lines?
Like, I just couldn't, because I didn't sleep that well. I'm not on my medication. I barely know the fucking script. And then all of a sudden, like, this is your first day on a movie.
Ugh.
And you're like, you know, first impressions. And I'm just like.
You know everybody.
Yeah, I know. I think, which makes it worse, I think.
Well, you know, 50th impressions, they mean something.
All right, shut up.
Your friends are on the movie. Half the people are your friends.
I understand.
With.
So, and as soon as I opened my mouth, I was like, oh, this is going to be a nightmare.
Well, so you spiraled yourself. That was the problem.
Oh, I started spinning. You know what
Damn,
I mean?
Yeah, Bob.
And then I had to go to the director and go, because another actor that I know that's like pretty big, I don't name his name, he told me this happened to him once. It's a little trick.
Hmm?
So it's basically like just on your close up, right?
Yeah.
Just feed me every line.
Oh, I've seen people do that.
Yeah.
Where they just
I had never done that before.
They line by line it.
Yeah, and they just say the line, you know what I mean? And even then, it was just so embarrassed. Like I was so embarrassed and full of shame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like I've worked so much and this never happens. And so it was just kind of this new panic and this new thing. And it's like, and after all, it was like, it took forever, like 8 or 9 hours of sheer panic.
So on your side, they line by lined it. On the other person's side, you just read off the script to them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen that.
After the movie, I also have 8 more days on it.
Yeah, that's a long time.
And then Monday, I have to do that first scene that I worked on.
Mm.
Right, it's terrible. So
the movie's not terrible. You
were, I was terrible.
No, not you. It was what was happening was bad.
Never happened before. And I walked, and this is what, and Esther was so laughing so hard. I went to every single person. The grip, you know what I mean? People that didn't even work there, you know what I mean? Like the security guy.
Name some other positions.
Craft service.
There you go.
Yeah. Gaffer.
Gaffers.
Yeah. Sound guy.
Best boy.
Literally walked up to me. I locked him out. I go, this will never happen again. I'm so sorry.
The apology tour.
I did the shame tour.
That's so sad.
And then also everyone started going, choo-choo, because of the shame train. So everyone was going, Bobby's doing the shame train. Choo-choo. And I just kept going. I got around. It was like.
The sound of the engine is you crying, just choo-choo. Yeah.
It was like, and it's so hard to admit that.
No, it's not. It's okay because it happens to fucking everybody.
No, I've seen it happen, but it's just like, it's still, when you're going through it, it's weird. It's like, it's sort of like a panic attack mixed in with like this fear. It's really weird.
I look, people don't understand what that's like. It's you know.
It's so hard.
It stinks. It sounds, and it's like small, it's like, you know, privileged people problems, but it's like, oh, big deal. But it also is. It's like, it's hard on your mind. I guess. What's weird is people that do labor intensive jobs. Like there was a guy that was putting in fucking rain gutters at my house. That's so fucking, he's in the sun and you know, like he's drilling these things. He's got to clean out a thing. It's labor intensive. But that he's exhausted physically from. At the end of the day, when you do 15 hours on a set, your brain hurts. Yeah. You're mentally, the drain it takes, it's hard to explain. People are like, oh, big deal. You're like, it does fuck with your head. Because you're up at 4 a.m. and you wrap at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And your brain feels like 5 days went by. It's fucked. It's super hard.
There's also this, like, it depends on what you're doing. But, like, even, like, last couple weeks ago, I did Sex and the City. And even if I don't have a lot to say, there's also this weird, like, because you're in Manhattan and because it's elevated almost, it feels elevated, there's this pressure that happens.
Totally.
And you're walking, like, you're like, it's time, right? And you go, okay. And you start walking, and there's this weird pressure that happens. And you don't feel that podcasting. You don't feel it doing stand-up. It's, for me, it only happens in that that's why I do it, I think.
Well, because
it's like the only thing that really scares me or, you know what I mean? It challenges me.
Totally.
Yeah, but it's hard, man.
How's your poop schedule?
Because of Dave King, you know Dave King?
Love.
Yeah, Dave King was like, you know, he made a joke months ago. He goes, I take Imodium AD before every meal so he just doesn't get diarrhea.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
He has that bad of a stomach?
No, but it was a joke. And and yesterday.
I'm thinking it's real.
Yeah, but I started doing it.
It's real too, Bobby.
It's real to you, yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I've been taking Imodium AD before, and I didn't poop for like a week.
What is that?
It stops diarrhea, but when you don't have diarrhea, you don't poop. You get constipated.
But it's like a pill or something?
Imodium
it's a pill.
It's made for
diarrhea.
Geriatric people to
Bobby!
I mean, they handed out an old folks home like candy.
Yeah. So I stopped taking it. I've been pooing a lot. So
good. Okay, good. Yeah. Anyway. Whenever I work on a show, I can't poop.
What's that?
I poop one every 5 days, I think.
This is what I got after you.
Because this is in the middle of the nightmare that I was going through.
Yeah.
Let's see. I called. This is a break. Go ahead.
Esther.
If this piece of shit doesn't fucking pick up, I swear to fucking God, I'm going to snap. If this piece of shit doesn't fucking... He's fired. If he picks up, I'm going to be very nice.
Okay. He always runs to answer Santino's calls.
He doesn't do mine. I always go to fucking voicemail.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He's always on his phone, too.
Please leave your message.
Wow.
Hey, why don't you say, hey, I'm not here. Please leave a message. I have to do the fucking number thing. And it's like, also secondly, if Andrew Santino called, you'd fucking pick up right away. And also thirdly, Sunday, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing no bad friend Sunday. You know what I mean? I gotta get rest. I'm shooting a real hot movie thing. All right, so fuck you.
I like how you broke down what you were shooting. You started in your mind, I'm shooting a real, well, it's a, I'm shooting, it's a, okay, I'm doing a thing, and I just can't, I watched you collapse from a real big movie to a almost nothing.
Okay, this is, I guess.
A lot of respect shown.
I guess the shame train is still going.
Let's do it.
Choo-choo. Now I'm going to Spain. The train's going into Spain.
There it is. Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Welcome to Barcelona.
I make the stop. Excuse me, sir. I apologize.
It's all good.
No, that was... let me say something, though. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
You responded to me at 2 a.m. So what, that was probably around 6. So it, that's how long it takes to get a response?
I didn't realize you have called me. You usually don't call me.
He's got stuff. He's a fucking beautiful wife. He has a life.
I get it. I love it.
The guy's got a life.
I get it. I love it.
He's not at a fucking studio apartment with some 26-year-old getting scripts in the middle of the night. He's got a beautiful life and a beautiful wife. He's right. A busy man.
I apologize. Okay.
So, all good.
Okay. Choo 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 choo. Bye, Spain. I'm gone. I'm out.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you married in this movie, Bill? Your name's Bill in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I'm married in it. Yeah.
And you're married. Who is your wife in it? Who is she?
I don't know. They don't have. She's not in it.
Oh, then what's the?
I say it in the script.
Oh, you say my wife.
My name is Cindy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cindy.
Yeah.
Who would you wish it was played by if it was a real person? I'm being serious.
I'm being real. I think it would be, you know who I would love?
Let's say it at the same time on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Ali
Aquafina.
Wong. Oh. I said Ali Wong.
Yeah, Aquafina came to the store a couple nights ago. Were you there that night?
No, I would have loved to see her.
And we hung out and...
Dasani showed up last night, by the way. Do you know Dasani? Gosh, all these are really not landing today.
Is it the same guy that was in
there? Oh, and the water company.
Dasani's another water bottle company.
That's really fun.
Fiji came to the store.
I really love
Fiji
it.
Fiji was in the main room.
That was really good.
I didn't want to be racist if
that
was somebody.
Oh, Aquafina, right? That's so good.
Thanks, man.
You know what you're doing right now, dude?
Working.
You're doing Largo material.
I'm just working faster.
Now you're doing the typewriter room, whatever, in Echo Park or whatever.
Yeah.
What's that called? What do you call it?
Dynasty. Dynasty typewriter.
That's what you're not doing club humor.
Yeah, right. That's...
You're doing evolved humor.
All right, you want me to do club stuff?
Alternative.
Yeah, yeah. So do it again. So Aquafina came.
Oh, that fucking...
Yeah.
HelloFresh.
I love HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
You got New Year's goals. HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. Skip trips to the grocery store and take control of your time and your budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your front door. It's an easy way to save money. You cut back on expensive takeout and delivery. Get started with HelloFresh today.
I love HelloFresh because it's, I never went to culinary school.
You didn't.
I didn't.
Okay.
I lied.
I thought you did.
Yeah. But when I'm doing HelloFresh, making the food.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like a real chef and the food's that good.
Well, here's why.
Why?
They're farm fresh.
It's
pre-portioned ingredients. So when you do at home, I've gotten HelloFresh for years now. It's quick and easy and convenient. And it knocks out all that hassle. It's laid out very simply for you. Easy to do, and even stupid people like Bob and I can do it. So I got to tell you, if you want delicious pre-portioned healthy ingredients sent to your door, all you got to do is go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends21. Use code BadFriends21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping.
Go to HelloFresh.com/BadFriends21 and use code BadFriends21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping.
HelloFresh, America's number one
meal kit. Rocket Money.
Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place.
If your New Year's goals are to manage your budget better and save money, you need Rocket Money. Say goodbye to last year's outdated, disorganized methods of managing your money and say hello to Rocket Money, the better way to hack your finances in 2023. And I'm going to tell you something, Andrew.
Tell me, baby.
I have so many subscriptions I'm not even aware of.
Too many.
I'm getting money bled. Here and there.
You're bleeding out.
I'm bleeding out. And I need I need this.
You need this. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. Streaming services you bought a long time ago to watch one show on.
Yeah.
Or a free trial that you never used. You signed up. You have no idea. They're taking your money and Rocket Money wants to take it back, baby.
Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. Simply find the subscription you don't want and press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long hold times with customer service or tedious emailing back and forth.
This stuff is great, man. Rocket Money really does help. Formerly Truebill, Rocket Money does the thing we all need, which is to clean up all that clutter. Get your money back in your pocket. Stop throwing away money. I did it. I love it so much. It saved me some good money on stuff I don't use anymore. You can cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way, going to rocketmoney.com/badfriends. That's rocketmoney.com/badfriends. rocketmoney.com/badfriends. Do you know? I know we're way past my birthday. It's so far past. You don't even know.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, no. Do you know you called me on my birthday?
When?
And didn't say happy birthday.
Oh, no, that happened in Dave. When? I watched it, but it was your dad.
Yeah.
When?
That's so sad.
My birthday was October 16th. You called me on my birthday.
I must have said, after hello, I must have said happy birthday.
No, I know for a fact.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Why are you going to cry?
It bothered me so much that you called me on my birthday to talk to me.
Watch this.
Here comes the shame train.
Is it?
I'm going to Chicago.
No. You better Asian it up. What? Asian it up for me. There it is.
That's right. Hey,
chunga 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 or
what?
Go ahead.
Chunga 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 chunga.
There it is.
Yeah. Ching chunk. Sorry, I mean, your birthday. Sorry. You feel better?
I do somehow.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know why.
All right.
What do you use to power that thing? Is it bamboo? It's not coal.
No.
It's shame.
Well, the pandas eat the bamboo. It's the pandas that do the.
Is a panda driving
there's
your
no sh- fucking, yeah,
shame train?
There's track. It's just their little feet like Flintstones.
Aww. Oh, that's cute.
That's cute.
Yeah, you missed my fucking birthday.
I apologize.
No, you don't.
What kind of shoes are those?
These are called the Flyees.
Yeah.
They're like
dad shoes almost, or?
I did get my dad a pair.
Those are cool.
He had a bad hip, yeah. So you can like slip them on and off.
Your style, may we talk about it?
We may.
Yeah, it's like from top to bottom, it's interesting. I've never seen this put together in that way.
Yeah.
You have sort of like Sherlock Holmes pants,
yeah.
Right? You have dad shoes on. You have like a gray turtleneck.
Such high socks.
Such yeah. High socks.
The socks are very carrot top.
They're all the way to your knees, eh?
Yeah, it's cold.
Them up.
Wow.
Wow.
Why all the way up? That's so high.
I just have one pair like this.
Okay.
Today I wore
Do you
these.
Wear perfume or no?
Yeah.
Like
I started
what?
Wearing perfume.
What kind?
Philosophy. My mom sent it to me. It's Philosophy brand.
Uh-huh. Philosophy.
I know Philosophy.
I don't know what it is.
It's like grapefruit or something.
Yeah, they have. I have Philosophy hand wash.
Oh, it's nice, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. Is grapefruit was like an orange, like blood orange kind of flavor?
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying to take better care of my skin and.
What do you use? Oak resin? I mean, what do you smell? You always smell like.
I smell good.
Yeah, but not like there's no distinct like always smells. You know, it's like I don't know what it is.
Well, what is it?
To me, it's like a foresty, a natural forest smell.
Love.
Yeah.
I never smelled you, Andrew, but I could see that.
You know who he smells like? If you ever see The Hobbit, not The Lord of the Rings, but The Hobbit,
yeah.
There was that one wizard that kind of, you know what I mean?
It keeps getting
was
worse.
Was in the, you know what I mean? Slay. Do you remember that guy? Right? And then, like, you know, he had a little hut. That's what you smell like. Look that guy up. What's his name? Yeah, yeah. That's who you smell like.
Show me who I smell like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've never seen The Hobbit.
Yeah, it's what? Like this guy. Yeah.
I've never seen any of Bobby's
movies. He's a wizard.
Movies.
He has a sleigh. Maybe do that combination.
I got to see more of your people's movies. Yeah. Show me The Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen all of them so many times.
Is that me?
That guy.
You smell like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you smell like that guy. You smell like that guy.
What if that guy smells good?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What if?
Well, no, I mean, he probably doesn't smell bad. You know what I mean? He just doesn't smell human almost.
So what does Bobby smell like? One time in Shibuya, in the Shibuya train station, I was getting a ramen bowl.
Yeah.
And they put like a black egg. You've seen black eggs. They put black hard-boiled eggs on top. They're like old briny vinegar black eggs. And I flicked it off and I missed the trash can and it burst on the ground in the Shibuya train station.
Yeah.
And it was hot, steamy black egg, Shibuya ground egg. And the moment it hit my nostrils, I thought, Bobby Lee.
I get it.
Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
That's you.
You could have just said egg or no?
Something about a black egg does something different.
Yeah,
a
yeah.
Vinegar dipped egg does something to the
yeah,
soul.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It stunk like
that's
century egg.
That looks like my nuts.
That's a century egg.
Yeah, so.
That's exactly what your balls look
my
like.
My balls look just like that.
There's.
Yeah, not on the inside. On the outside.
Take 2 seconds because yeah. I have to show you that. There is a guy on TikTok yeah. who is like a food guy. Like he eats He tries different stuff that's like years old, but he can't not gag every time he eats it. Like, imagine a food critic who can't eat food. That's kind of who this guy is. And this is him trying Batman cereal. And this made
something feels so wrong about this, and I'm so sorry for everybody watching. I must revive him. This is awesome. Look, he's got a little back slot for his back. They were even giving away a Batman nightlight. Missed out on that opportunity. There's definitely cereal in here. Oh, baby, hope there's no roaches. No roaches, no roaches, no roaches, please. Oh, wow. It's definitely roach-free, and it looks pretty good, actually.
He's going to eat that?
It's yeah.
It's not-shaped cereal. They weren't lying about that, so hey, bats, baby.
I had this when I was a kid.
The inside of the box has like old library books, and I'm not mad about it. It's got something in here, though. What is this? Save 35 cents on Cookie Crisp cereal, and look, it's the old Cookie Crisp. And no, that's not doo-doo under my nails. It's from the... Okay, chill. Don't forget the Bev. Never, never, never. Oh, that smells like...
Oh, wait. This is great.
That looks juicy. Gotta make sure to get them nice and juicy. What the... Well, wait, what is that? This one got a little something on it. This one got a little something on it. I don't know what this little dark thing on there is, but it can't be factory. Chill. All right, Batman cereal. Let's give her a go. It's actually good. I know I'm gagging. It tastes weird at first, but it's sugary now. I don't really know if I should be swallowing that. So that's kind of creeping me out. But it definitely tastes sweet, and it's crunchy. Listen, you're just going to have to take my word for it. It's crunchy. It's delicious.
Dude, really watching this guy eat old shit.
Oh, that's what he does? Eat old shit?
He just eats random shit off the internet and talks about it. But I've watched a bunch of videos. He gags every fucking time.
Right.
So he's like, it's not bad. He just can't. It's so funny. That's a food show the network should do. The Food Network, if they did a show where a guy who just couldn't keep anything down had to go try everything, I'd watch the fuck out of that. I'd watch that.
So you had the Batman cereal as a kid?
I had that. I remember. In fact, that Batman piggy bank, I had that. That's a piggy bank with the slot in the back of the Batman.
But back in the day, was it a good cereal? What did it taste like?
This was a part of a time period that I don't even know if they do this anymore. They probably do. But they'll just take a cereal that pre-exists that probably has a mismold that looks like something else and then just remold it and be like, Batman, because Batman was popular. So it was made by General Mills, because you saw the Cookie Crisp sign. I guarantee you it was from the same mold as like, I don't even know. It was like Corn Pops or one of those things. It tasted exactly like some other cereal that was already on their line.
So right now, if you had to take two cereals, dry cereals, at the grocery store that you could eat for the rest of your life, what are the two? I know mine.
The two for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Ooh, go yours first then, if you know.
I would do Golden Grahams.
Oh, love. Oh my fucking God, they're so good.
You like Golden Grahams?
I don't think I've ever had Golden Grahams.
Oh my God, you are missing out on life.
We have to have a cereal day, and Life cereal, pretty good too.
No, so
we have to have a cereal day here.
Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon Life is so good.
Oh, Cinnamon Life, go fuck yourself, I love it.
Okay, we have to have a cereal day here. What about Cinnamon Toast Crunch, do you like that?
Love that.
So good. So what's the other one? Your first one is
But my first one's probably Golden Grahams, and then Cinnamon Life. And then I like the one, I forgot what it's called, but where it's white on one side and it's a
big... Frosted Mini Wheats.
I love Frosted Mini Wheats.
They're so good.
They're so fucking good.
I wouldn't peg you for a Frosted Mini Wheat guy.
You know why I like it? Huh. It absorbs all the juices. Milk.
All the milk.
All that stuff.
What else is in there? Just milk usually.
Well, because I'm lactose, I use oat milk now, but it's still delicious with that. It's still good.
I like oat milk.
Oat milk's good.
Pass.
Okay. What are you, low fat?
I take the cow.
I would if I didn't get diarrhea.
I do heavy cream. I don't even do milk.
All right. No, not heavy cream.
You do?
Yeah, it's like hard when I eat it. It's solid as a rock. I put milk in tea. I will say that is huge. That's a cool British.
Oh, dude. Bro, let me say something.
Please.
In the fucking Philippines, I understood you. I fucking understand you, man.
What do you mean?
I fucking understand who you are and what you're about, dog. Oh.
Give it to me.
I'll give it to you all time, every day, man.
Oh, you had a ladyboy and now you know why I like them. No. They are good.
I will give it to you.
What?
Fucking baked beans for breakfast.
What?
I will give it to you, dude. One morning, I went to the fucking buffet and there they were. No one was fucking with it.
Didn't we get a box of baked beans for me? Did they come in?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
So I went to the buffet. I got the eggs.
Yeah.
I got the sausage, some bacon. And I went to the baked bean guy.
Yep.
And I go,
yep.
Dab. I literally ate it, took the fucking plate back as much as you can.
Bobby!
Fucking great,
they're
dude.
So good. Heinz sent us. I think Heinz sent... I don't know
exactly what is in here, but...
Look at the size of this fucking box. Give me the whole box.
Holy
shit. Holy fuck, Nart.
A box of beans?
I talked about Heinz on the show that we don't have. So Heinz baked beans are the only baked beans that they have in Britain. That's like the one that you use. Heinz. You got to use Heinz. They sent us some. Oh my God, a little chip clip set.
What's a chip clip?
Oh. Chip clip to go on potato chips.
Oh.
What do we got here? Heinz dip crunch to secret sauce and potato crunchies. How British. Secret sauce and potato crunchies. Look at this. It's a chopped
oh,
up.
Oh, wow.
And here it is. The fucking mother load. Heinz beans.
Can I have some?
You can I'm gonna take a couple. You can have one home. One. Right. I need the rest. Right. These are so fucking good.
I'm doing something fun soon.
What are you doing?
I'm going to see my grandma and mom for Thanksgiving, and the next day I'm going to go to Phoenix and see my two best friends who I haven't seen in forever, but we've been friends for over a decade.
Shout them out. What are their names?
Katie Holden and Janelle Garza.
Didn't have to do the last names, but that's okay.
No, Katie, let me ask you about Katie.
Follow Janelle. It's her birthday soon. She's an amazing artist. Follow her on
follow
Instagram.
Janelle.
Let me ask you something.
Janelle Garza.
Are they single?
Well, one is, but it's new and fresh, so.
All right, so it's both.
Why do you ask that?
Because I'm single.
Yeah.
Would you set me up or no?
I mean, I just.
No, be honest.
I love you both so much. Like, I don't. Why is that the first thing? Can you date my friend? You don't even know her yet.
I mean, it seems like a logical question. He's freshly wounded. He just
so
got out of
she.
Him.
See what she's doing?
Deflecting. She
she's basically saying, oh, I'm not going to set my fucking young, hot friends with an old.
Well, no,
it's
just.
And it's a valid stance.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a little too fast with the yes.
That was a lot.
Like he was thinking about saying yes like 45 seconds before.
You guys will meet her when we go on the tour if we go to Phoenix.
True.
But we're going to go to Talking Stick Casino and
love.
The day after Thanksgiving. And
let's go back
time.
To the question though.
Can we bring up a picture of this girl?
Yeah.
Janelle Garza. Look her on Instagram.
Yeah, Janelle Garza.
If we can plug her because she's an amazing artist.
Bring her up and let's see. Click on her Gramola and let's see what she's got going on. So this is Janelle Garza. This is...
That's her.
That's her right there.
Great art. Great art.
Oh, I like her art.
Oh.
Gotta sign in. Man, this is why we need... What's his name here? What's the guy's name?
Carlos.
Is that her to the right?
That's my best friend, yeah.
That's her. Zoom in.
People message her, oh, how do you know Juicy? Because she'll repost some of my stuff, and she's like, oh.
Yeah, I want to date her.
Friends for 15 years.
I want to date her.
Well, let's set him up.
I don't... You, what do you mean?
Give her a call
position?
Right now. Call her up and let's see what she would say. Let's see if she did. Does she know who Bobby is?
Yeah, she knows. She knows because
okay,
we talk all the time.
Let her call her on the show and not tell her that she's on with you.
I would never do that.
And see if. Give me the number and I'll do it. And let's see if she's interested. So she's your style. Zoom out. Let's see some other photos. Why wouldn't you want to set them up? She looks cute. Bob is cute.
Body.
And goofy.
She's goofy that's goofy as shit. Talk about
that's
goofy.
The goofiest
thing
that's I've
why she's my best friend.
I don't think I've ever seen goofier than a sleeping bag over your shoulder. She's nuts.
Yeah.
Is she okay? She
I'm
need to be...
take this blanket and go on a cliff.
Hey, you're what?
It's
you,
fucking insane.
You need to be committed to a psych ward. You're a goof.
Yeah.
All right,
but
so let's
a painter
what
for
are
you, a
Harley Quinn.
let her date Bobby, please.
Yeah.
It's not up to me. It's up to her and Bobby. And,
but what are the negatives of you setting me up with, like, one of your friends?
I'll name one.
If you
No, name one. You name one first, and then you name one.
Okay.
If you break up.
Why?
Because then I'm in the middle of it.
I'm never going to put you in it.
She's going to choose her friend over you.
Yeah, and I will be in it because she's my best friend.
Okay.
And girls tell each other everything. She'll get all the information.
But what if we fall in love and we have kids and live happily ever after?
I mean, that would be incredible.
Right, so... What? Why not the risk?
Because it's such a great cost.
Oh, that's true.
I'm on team Bobby now that I think about it.
No, maybe the negative.
About you dating her?
Yeah, anybody.
And you dating anybody?
<Yeah. laughs>
I think it's all positive for you.
There's not a negative thing.
For you, no.
Yeah. Okay.
For the girl.
There's negative for the girl? No, for me there's positives. Yeah, but what's negative for the girl? Be honest. I don't care. Fucking just say it.
I can name one.
Go ahead.
A few episodes ago, you talked about a skin ball.
Your skin ball.
A ball of skin.
Have you gotten rid of your skin ball?
Yeah. Skin ball's gone.
Where is it?
I don't believe you.
What?
How much
in
can
a box.
Where is it?
Buried underground.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Next to my grandfather.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Skin ball?
Skin ball.
You bury me next to a skin barn.
What is a negative?
I don't think there is one. I think you're a very eligible bachelor.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm actually really proud of you and with your sobriety. And I think ever since I got to know you, you've really just been blossoming.
There's negatives with you.
It's not about me.
No, but if you were single, there would be some negatives.
Go on.
Grumpy.
So are you.
No, I'm not.
We literally have a tape of footage of you to start this show where the girl says you're being grumpy.
Oh, that's true.
Do we need to cut back to that tape?
No, you're right. I am grumpy.
Yeah, you're grumpy sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes I'm grumpy.
Well, then why didn't you say that before? That's a negative thing.
Because I wasn't searching for negativity.
Oh, there's positives.
I'm only looking for the positive.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I am grumpy. I'm moody. So are you.
I'm pretty moody, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? That comes with time.
The territory.
Everybody gets grumpy.
I don't think she does.
She's young.
Oh, I was this morning. I was super grumpy.
See, and she does get grumpy.
Yeah.
About what?
I like after I had my coffee, it was night and day. But yeah. I was walking my dog to the coffee shop, and everybody I passed, I was just like, fuck you.
All right.
I don't know why. It was just
it's so funny that white people do it that way.
Like what?
What?
Like, as soon as I get up, caffeine's in my system in 10 seconds.
I mean, usually I do, but I have so many roommates, I don't
know. What do you mean?
We do the same thing.
No, she walked to the coffee shop.
Well,
of us like to fucking exercise.
I know. You can walk anyway. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when she wakes up.
When's the last time you walked?
I walked here from my car.
Fancy.
You
said
we went to the bathroom together. I was walking.
Barely. It was weird.
I wasn't on a rickshaw.
Your legs were like inverted. It was strange. Yeah. When was the last time you took like a nice long walk?
New York.
That was months ago.
No, I was just there last week.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I walked a lot.
Show me your phone.
Why?
Give me your phone. Go to the health app. I want to see how many steps
I don't have a health app.
It's tracking you whether you know it or
Let's compare.
Open your health app and let me see how many steps you're taking.
I didn't even know there was a health app on this.
Go to health.
Okay, go health.
Just type.
I'll type in health, man.
Yeah, thank you.
H-E-A.
I know how it's spelled. Fuck it. It's called health mate or health?
Health.
Is there a heart on it?
Yeah, yeah, it's a heart.
A red heart or a green heart?
It's a red one. So here's what we're
going to
do. Just click on it.
It says, you're not walking quite as much this week compared to last week.
All right, so go to, let me see, look at, show it to me. And I just want to see your daily average. So you click on the Y for year. You see the Y up top? Look.
Oh, damn.
Look. You're in this thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Click on steps. Click on steps. Click it. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then now go to the Y. You see the Y on the top?
Yeah.
That's your daily average for the year. What is yours?
Daily average steps is 4,364.
8,000. What are you?
8,300.
Lazy bitch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, bro. You're not. You gotta go do it. Go fucking walk.
I thought 4,364 was good.
Dog shit.
Bobby, will you hike with me? Would you ever hike? And
that's insane. I didn't even know this was a thing.
You're supposed to be close to 10,000 steps a day. That's the average for the average health. The healthy, active body should walk 10,000 steps a day, approximately. They say.
Oh no.
What are you at, Vance?
8,000.
So we're all the same. 4,000 is...
But I walk without my phone.
You know what sedentary is? You know what sedentary
is? I walk without my phone. Is that
I know,
a thing?
But somehow it knows.
It doesn't know.
No, I know. I walk with my phone often as well. So it doesn't... That's why it's an average.
Oh.
And by the way, you're never not without your... You're never without your phone. That's a fucking lie.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a fucking lie.
Oh my God, this is insane.
So this is the checkmate that we need for your health.
Wait, he didn't answer me though.
Go ahead.
What is
you
it?
You won't hike with me ever?
No.
I would, anytime you
want. You would?
Want.
For real?
Any fucking time you want.
I would love to hike with you.
I would love to hike with you.
I've hiked with Polly before.
I'll hike with you, and I'll hike a real one.
Yeah?
Not a Polly hike, a real hike.
You bring your dog?
She's too little to make it so high up.
My dog will go, but she can climb.
I get nervous that she gets tired. Like, yeah. I took her to Runyon when she was young, and then I would get nervous because I was like, oh, she's fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
But I would have to go in the afternoon when the sun was setting behind the mountain so she wouldn't too hot in the sun. I'm careful with my little girl.
Yeah, that's good.
I like, because when I see people take their dogs to hikes and the dogs look like they're actually dying on the hike, I'm like, why are you doing that to that fucking dog?
Yeah, that's no good.
And you know what they say? Out here, the concrete gets so hot. There's a rule of thumb for dog owners that are out there. I mean this. If you put your hand down on the asphalt of the concrete and you can't keep your hand on there, for like 5 seconds, 1,000, 2, and it's too hot, then it's fucking so painful for your dog.
Yeah.
But people don't do, they just walk them anyway. I know you've never thought about that.
Well, you know what I do is I
you let them piss in the house?
No, I train their paws to take the heat.
What?
Do you put them on the stove?
Lighter.
Lighter.
Smart. Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah. Once
Which
a day.
Which paw? Each, all
Each
four?
Paw for 5 minutes.
You had a moment of reflection.
Ooh, they go, they make this noise. Ooh. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck.
What did you think about the 4,000 steps now? Are you rethinking how you're going to start walking more?
100%. I got to get to 8,000.
10,000 is what you should be.
I'll do 8.
No, 10 a day.
Okay, I'll do 10. But I don't know where to walk to.
What do you mean?
Where does one walk?
We just offered you hiking.
Hiking. Or how about this?
What's up there? Is there a destination?
There's views.
Is there an Aviator Nation? I want to buy some clothes.
Yo, there is. There's a mall at the top.
Cool.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There's a diptyque for candles. There's
good. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a Golden Goose store at the top.
I love Golden Goose. Oh, there's a Golden Goose, I'll go.
We just trick him.
No, trick. What are you talking about?
There's Juicy. Disneyland at the top.
Chill. And there's also a cool t-shirt store that sells old band t-shirts.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right.
Yeah.
Then they come with holes in them.
Okay, I'll go.
You need to just, in your neighborhood, find a cool mom and pop coffee shop, walk to it once a day. Go get a cup of coffee, clear your little mind, get off your fucking phone, put it in your pocket, think and walk. Can you start doing this?
Oh, yeah.
We should make a bet. You already lost $1,000. Why have you even paid my $1,000 to me?
It's okay.
You lost it on this show.
I think I canceled it out already.
How?
When we went to Maestros, I paid for that.
No, you fucking didn't. You just make up stuff.
Did I not pay for the Maestros deal? See?
I paid for
I did. For that last one in Beverly Hills, I paid $800.
I paid for the Christmas one. The
I did. I paid for the biggest one. And also, by the way, you said you wanted to pay. You verbatim said that. So fuck off.
No, I got it. So give owe you $200.
No, you owe me $1,000.
I'm never going to pay it.
Really?
Yeah, really.
We made a bet on the show.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to fucking...
I want to fucking what? When we go on tour, I'll pay for a couple extra meals.
No.
Yeah.
Fancy's paying for the meals.
Let me do it.
I want you to cook. I want you to cook on tour. And okay. I want you to only wear the apron, nothing else.
That's how I cook anyway.
I want
to
see...
Are you going on tour with us?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'd like him to.
You'd love to.
We got to lock these dates, baby.
It's actually happening. I'm excited. She's so excited.
I'm so excited.
I'm so fucking excited.
We didn't ask about the pay.
About what?
She goes, how much am I getting paid?
Remember I did not ask.
Yeah, you did.
You said.
No, you go, how much do I get?
She's doing it for the exposure. Me.
Right. When you say pay, what do you mean?
I didn't ask.
I know, but like you're
Bobby,
on.
Bobby, so believe
we're playing,
it or
let
not.
Me, let's just, we're paying like, we're playing like what, 2,000, sometimes 5,000?
It depends.
Depends on
every
what the
city
place
is different. Yeah.
Every city is different. So what do you think you deserve if you're going to do like 15-minute spots?
Don't do this.
Yeah, I want to.
Don't do
this
money
is what
on
he
the
did
show.
The second we got in the car to go to dinner. He said, what do you think you deserve?
People don't talk about money like you do. You talk about money in a different way.
Let's play a game.
Fucking. Go ahead.
I just made it up.
This is a game?
Yeah.
What is it?
So we each ask any kind of question and see if you can answer.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Let's try it.
Go ahead.
Okay. What is the Klingon's name in Star Trek Next Generation?
What is the Klingon's name
in Star Trek Next Generation?
Now, seeing as I've never seen it, I really have to dig in on this one.
Yeah.
Borg?
No. That's another alien race, so congratulations.
I know this one.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I know this one, but I can't think of his name.
Okay.
It's not Captain Kirk. It's
he's not even in the fucking Next Generation.
Oh, then I'm out.
Look at this fucking dude.
Yeah.
Even I got Borg.
Yeah. Borg's in the Next Generation.
Who is it?
Same world. Worf.
Worf. Oh, by the way, close though. Borg Worf does kind of sound.
You ask the question now.
This
game sucks, bro.
Sucks.
This is just trivia.
So let's just try one round and then we'll do something else. How about this? That's my game, and then you guys come up with your own name.
That's okay. A game in itself.
It's a game in itself. So that was 25 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, but
of
don't
fucking bullshit. Then.
I wish it wasn't, but we haven't been knocking anything out of the park anyway. Let's jam for another minute.
I'm just not going anywhere.
Aaron Carter died. Isn't that not going?
I know our podcast. I know us.
Yeah.
It's not gonna go anywhere.
We just need to hum for a minute to see if we can hum our way out of something, and then we'll be good.
I mean, I've tried everything in the book. Games. I tried to do the game thing. It didn't work. You know what I mean,
for it's more about just us getting in a place where.
But here's the thing. Let's move on from that. Okay? Let's regroup.
You ready?
Hold on. Just give me a second here.